Jesus answered the Jews, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you serve him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world? You are blaspheming, because I said, 'I am the Son of God.' If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Again they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. And he went away again across the Jordan to the place where John at first baptized, and there he remained. And many came to him, and they said, "John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many believed in him there. And today, the 3rd of April, we celebrate the birthday of what I think is probably one of the greatest of the English poets, the wonderful metaphysical poet George Herbert. George, who lived in the 16th, 17th century, had a very good political career, court life in front of him, and yet he went away and became an Anglican priest. And he was noted for his humility and popularity, befriending all his parishioners and encouraging them to read. He wrote, "The country parson preacheth constantly. The pulpit is his joy and his throne." And George Herbert saw God in everything in the church. He saw the hand of God in the floor of the church, in the windows, in the door, in the lock. He saw God everywhere. As Jesus, as in today's gospel, saw the Father in him and through him, and showing himself to the world. When George Herbert died, and he died at the age of 40 of consumption, he prepared for his death, and his first biographer, Isaac Walton, describes him on his deathbed composing such hymns and anthems as the angels and he now sing in heaven. And for me, one of the most wonderful short poems in the English language is George Herbert's Nine Lines, where he puts the whole economy of salvation so succinctly and so graphically. "Lord, who hast formed me out of mud, and hast redeemed me through thy blood, and sanctified me to do good, perjure my sins done heretofore, for I confess my heavy score, and I will strive to sin no more. Enrich my heart, mouth, hands in me, with faith, with hope, with charity, that I may run, rise, rest with thee." Oh, that we would all have the zeal and the poetry of George Herbert.